Donald Trump picks Stephen Miller for Deputy Chief of Staff. By Neil Monroe on November 11, 2024. President Donald Trump has chosen immigration expert Stephen Miller as his Deputy Chief of Staff, a source close to the president-elect confirmed to Breitbart News. The choice puts Trump's promise of pro-American immigration reform at the center of his presidency and may help return the nation to a low-migration, high-tech future. The claim was first posted by CNN on Monday morning. President-elect Donald Trump is expected to announce in the coming days that Stephen Miller, his top immigration advisor, will serve as White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy, two sources familiar with the plans told CNN. If appointed, Miller would work as deputy to Trump's influential and experienced Chief of Staff, Susan Wiles. The appointment would also help repatriation champion Tom Homan in his new job of enforcing Trump's border and deportation policies on what may be sometimes reluctant agency officials. The appointment is also a signal that Trump's appointee to run the Department of Homeland Security will face very strong pressure to vigorously enforce Trump's immigration reform agenda. Trump's team did not confirm the news report, CNN acknowledged. Quoting his spokeswoman, Caroline Levitt, President-elect Trump will begin making decisions on who will serve in his second administration soon. Those decisions will be announced when they are made. Miller led Trump's effort to curb illegal migration during the first term. But his push within the White House bureaucracy was repeatedly countered by establishment and media supporters of large-scale economic migration. In a second Trump administration, Miller will have to manage contradictory pressures on migration. For example, many of Trump's business and GOP allies want more migration. But the 2024 voters gave him a mandate to reduce the migration that cuts Americans' wages, drives up housing costs, and reduces investment in productivity-boosting technology. He will also have to balance demands from investors and Fortune 500 business groups who want more white-collar migration via airports, especially amid Trump-promised reductions in blue-collar migration via the southern border. The job would require Miller to oversee policy at the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of State, and even the Department of Education. Miller would get little sympathy from pro-migration reporters in the establishment media, most of whom prefer to portray him as a personal enemy of poor migrants. Few media outlets recognize the far-reaching consequences of migration on the nation's economy. We always used to think, a shrinking population is a cause for negative economic growth, BlackRock founder Larry Fink said at a pro-globalist event in April hosted by the World Economic Forum in Saudi Arabia. Fink continued, emphasis added. But in my conversations with the leadership of these large, developed countries, such as China and Japan, that have xenophobic anti-immigration policies, they don't allow anybody to come in, so they have shrinking demographics. These countries will rapidly develop robotics and AI and technology. If a promise of all that transforms productivity, which most of us think it will be able to elevate the standard of living in countries, the standard of living for individuals, even with shrinking populations, Fink said.